Module 28, Could You Be a Doppelganger? One way that I found very rewarding is that of helping a twin self in a parallel universe who's requesting it. After all, in an infinite universe, there is a doppelganger self, a you, who wants to speak to you. You have what that self needs. What is it? Well, only you can find that out, and to do so, you just have to have the desire and the intent to help that self. This is the highest form of help thy neighbor and encompasses all the aspects of the great golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Because by helping your doppelganger, you are indeed helping yourself. In an infinity of universes, there are twin selves that need advice from you. You can help that twin self. You may not even realize what that self could possibly want from you, but you do have a lot to share. In this instance, you are the doppelganger. You are the twin counterpart. By helping your twin self, you will find many doors opening for you in this universe, as the positive energies of the benefits that you offer your twin self will resonate in all universes. You will have a glimmering of what that energy entails if you recall any time in the past that you gave a helping hand to someone. Now, it might have been with money, or it might have been with a word of encouragement, or it might have been with your labor. As example, myself, I carry a small thing, but it's a big thing in the way that I feel, my attitude. I carry 8 or 10 $10 bills in my car at all times. They're in the glove compartment. When I see a homeless person on a street corner, I take one out and give it to him or her. Now, it's not much, I agree, but it is something, and the gratification that I receive, that's priceless, not to mention the smile on the person's face. I recall a time in San Francisco. I was doing a seminar, and I was strolling along Fisherman's Wharf in the early morning. An elderly woman dressed in rags was sitting with her back to the wall of a restaurant on the street, fast asleep. I rolled 2 tens together and slipped it in her hand between her fingers. I crossed the street as she woke up. She stared at what was between her fingers, unrolled it, and the smile that broke out on her face warmed me for days. That's the kind of energy we're going to be stimulating with the reverse jump. Here's how it works. Now, you know the routine to get to the hallway in front of the quantum door. Once you're there, you concentrate on energy coming to you. That's easy if you do it this way. Think of someone tossing you a ball. Think of a car driving towards you. Think of a person walking towards you. That will put you in the receptive mode, and the energy flow will be towards you in your direction. And then you think of helping a twin self who has a problem. The quantum door will open, and a twin self will be with you in the hallway. You do not jump into a parallel universe for this one. Your doppelganger is the one who does the jumping into your universe, your dimension, here. Now you're in the hallway with your twin self who has a problem. Suddenly you're made aware of the problem. It may be that your twin self tells you the problem, or it may be that it just floats into your mind. But suddenly you're aware of it. Now you're the controlling force here. You solve the problem by creating a mental image of the solution and bringing your twin self into the picture with your daydreaming mechanism to work out the solution. Visualize the two of you acting out the solution to the problem. It'll be easy if you just pretend that you have the solution to the problem. Once you've taken your twin self through the solution, then you visualize the hallway once again, hug your twin self, see a smile, and then allow your twin self to go through the doorway to the twin self's home universe. The door closes, you've done the good deed, the reverse jump. Here's how I used the reverse jump just yesterday. I had just finished one of my photo paintings. I had been driving through the outskirts of Palm Springs last week. I was looking for a subject. when I noticed this old house that had been foreclosed. The swimming pool was empty of water, a door was hanging loose, and it was in a general state of disarray. It looked like a good subject, and so I took the photos, had them processed, glued them onto a foam core board, and painted out what I didn't want, and painted in a new background and foreground. After completing it, I left it on the easel and stared at it for a while, when the thought came to me that there was a doppelganger of mine who needed something to do, and photo painting might be just the thing for that person. Well, I sat in a chair and I meditated. I imagined being in the hallway. The quantum door was closed. The door opened, and my twin self came into the hallway. We hugged. He said he'd like to learn to do photo painting, but didn't know a thing about painting. I said that was all right, neither did I when I started. We went out and started taking photos of a scene. Now, in your imagination, you can project yourself anywhere. I showed him how to stand in one place, to plant himself, and swing the camera around to get the entire scene from side to side and from top to bottom. Actually, I gave him more information than I originally got about this from my own doppelganger. Well, anyway, we went back to my office with a stack of photos. All this is mental, of course. We glued them on a foam core, and then I painted in the background, which was sky and clouds. Then the foreground, and soon there was a completed photo painting. As this was all mental, it only took a few minutes. My doppelganger was happy with the result, and then back to the hallway. We shook hands, hugged again, and my twin self, Bert, stepped back through the doorway into his own universe. And I felt wonderful having helped my counterpart. Now, is all this imagination? Am I just fooling myself? Is it just an elaborate daydream? What's the difference? You know, I mentioned that again and again. It doesn't matter. The whole idea is for you to help yourself, and this did help me. Every now and again, I'll do a reverse jump and help a twin self of mine with writing, with lecturing, or whatever else he may want. And I've always learned something every time I do that, kind of stirring up the energy so that when I jump into a parallel, my doppelganger will be waiting to help me. You're only limited by your imagination. Use your imagination. Use that daydreaming mechanism of yours. Are you really in a parallel universe, a different dimension? Are you really talking to a twin self and helping that self? Is that twin self really helping you, or is the entire process psychological? Kind of a philosophical placebo. Once again, I say, what's the difference? The only question for you to ask is, does it work? And when it does, then the concept is real for you and for me. So use the quantum jumping process and have a better and more interesting life. To ease you into the reverse jump, on the next module, I'll guide you all the way. What I can't do, however, is come up with the project to develop a solution to the problem, as I don't know what the problem your twin self might have. But when that self comes through the door, remember, you are the doppelganger this time, and you have the answers. So relax, find a comfortable place where you'll be undisturbed for 20 minutes or so, and on the next module, we'll begin.